You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So it's no secret now that the National Party have had a few run-ins with music copyright concerning their campaign music, most famously, of course, with Eminem during the last election. Well, it appears they have not learned their lesson with their 2017 election music. I filed this report. Check it out. The National Party are under the spotlight again for their election campaign music. In an article published by The Spin-off on Friday, Hayden Donnell rose the question that the song used for their 2017 election ad sounds remarkably similar to a Bob Dylan track called You Ain't Going Nowhere. The song in the ad is called Let's Get Together and resembles a depressing, down-tempo old folk ditty, the type of track that Bob Dylan is well known for. Here is a clip of the campaign song.
Long white cloud was hanging in the sky when you were just a twinkle in your daddy's eye. It all come round by and by. Let's get together now. Together we're strong, together we speak. The woman next door and man in the street. Together we'll be in the circle complete. Let's get together now. All kind of weather, yeah, yeah. Never say never, yeah, 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 yeah. We will endeavor. Let's get together now.
And here's the Bob Dylan track in question.
Clouds so swift, rain falling in. Gonna say a movie called Gunga Din. Pack up your money, pull up your tents, McGuinn. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day that my brides are gonna come. Ooh-wee, are we gonna fly down into the easy chair.
Now, as you can hear, both songs have the same chord progression, the melodies are similar, while the oohs in the vocals of the chorus sound ridiculously alike. Hey, even the singer sounds like Bob Dylan. However, it is not the first time that National have had problems around campaign music. In 2008, the party produced a promotional DVD featuring John Key, which featured also music that appeared to rip off Coldplay's Clocks. The DVDs, all 20,000 of them, were recalled after Coldplay's record label EMI warned the party that it was breaching copyright by using music similar to the Coldplay hit. The music was produced for the party by a production company, despite National initially saying it was by an original artist.
National Party leader John Key relaunched his self-promoting DVD, Ambitious for New Zealand, after a run-in with the record company EMI over copyrights for the music track Clocks by Coldplay. He blamed the production company for the embarrassing DVD fiasco.
You know, the issue around the music, well, legally we were probably right. I mean, our people took advice from the production company. That may legally be correct, but I set different standards for the party as a political leader and as someone who wants to be Prime Minister. And I make no apologies for when I found out about it, saying, look, it's not the standard that I was set and changing it.
Then, of course, there was Eminem, who actually sued National for damages over alleged infringement of his song Lose Yourself in their 2014 campaign ad. Remember this?
Nobody said it would be easy. But through your hard work and the National Party's economic management, New Zealand is heading in the right direction. Right now.
Arms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous. But on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting.
National denied the allegations, saying they purchased the music from production music supplier Beatbox, with the song in question apparently called Eminem-esque. The two parties went to court and led to the hilarious scenes of a motionless courtroom listening in silence while Lose Yourself played over the speakers.
I'm now going to play the sound recording which embodies the musical work Lose Yourself.
Look, if you had one shot.
So after problems in 2008 and 2014, is 2017 strike three for the National Party in plagiarising other artists' music for their campaign ads? Are we set for another showdown in court? And yet another appearance on John Oliver's show? Or is it a lot of fuss over nothing? We wait and see what happens next. Sam Smith reporting for 95BFM News.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.